The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Menachos Daf Chofein, the last few dafim over here before we veer off onto other inyonim. We have the last few dafim of the inyonim of the kmitza and the shirayim of the mincha, the chelka hanitma, and the chelik that's not nitma, and the akhtara. The koimitz with the shirayim, and one of the dinim over here is the gemara on daf chavav and beis itma koimitz. Me'emes say mati shirayim b'achil. The koimitz is what's mati the shirayim la'achilas kan. Reb Chanina oimer mishemosh laboy esaur. When is it considered huktar? When it goes on fire, which Rashi explains to me miktosa. As soon as the fire catches onto the kmitza, that's when it's niskayim. The din of akhtar. Reb Yechonon amar. Most of it has to be burnt. That means, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mefarshim explained, the Rambam's mashma that way, that the Rubi over here is like Rubi Kekuloi, which means essentially that when it's burnt up, that's when it's considered Huktar. According to Rabbi Chanina, it's when it catches on fire that it's Huktar. What's interesting over here is that this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, that's not considered burnt up, huktar, that is, until it actually gets burnt up, places this as a maramokim in a very central noise in halacha. There's a famous Nemuki Yosef in the second parak in Bava Kamma. Nemuki Yosef talks about a person being chayiv on lighting a fire. He talks about him binagei mazik, and Nemuki Yosef makes a famous comparison where he says that when a person lights a fire on Erev Shabbos, even though the food, let's say, gets cooked, or whatever gets burnt only on Shabbos, it's considered as if he's not chayiv on the burning on Shabbos, even though it got burnt on Shabbos, because his whole hadlaka was done on Erev Shabbos. Says in the Mukhi Yesu, when a person lights a fire on Erev Shabbos, the reason why he's not chayiv is because it's already done on Erev Shabbos, as soon as he lit it. The product of the lighting, that which has to get burnt, cooked, etc., is not done until Shabbos, doesn't make a difference. The whole thing is done as soon as he's madlik. Frektzach ha-shayla. Rabbi Yochanan says that even when something catches on fire, it's not considered burnt until it's burnt. Why not say that as soon as you lit it, as soon as it's on fire, as soon as you lit the fire, even more accurately, the halacha should be that that's already considered hukta. It's already considered that it's burnt up. It would seem, says Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Rav Yerushalayim and HaTzvi, that even according to this formula of the Nemuki Yosef, it's not the pshat that the object to be burnt, is destroyed, burnt, whatever it is, on b'shas, on Erev Shabbos, b'shas, the fire was lit. It just means that the act of lighting, the Maisad Laka, takes place on Erev Shabbos, but the thing that has to be burnt is actually burnt on Shabbos. That means that Chil Shabbos, the chiyuv for lighting a fire, is not the chiyuv for the food being cooked. The Torah has nothing against food being cooked on Shabbos. The point is the Maisa Bishul that's done on Shabbos. That's the problem. If that's the problem, so what concerns us, says the Mukhi Yosef, is that the Maisa should be considered legally, halakhically, done already on Erev Shabbos. As soon as you light the fire, the Maisa is done. We can separate the act of lighting the fire from when the object that's supposed to be burnt is considered burnt. In that case, when you light it, it's considered that the act of hadlaka, the act of bishul, is done, but the food itself is not mavushal until Shabbos. Now, there's a lot of problems with this presumption. Let's bring up two of them. Tzvi Pesach Frank himself brings up the case of Ner Chanukah, which is a big discussion. Ner Chanukah, which is lit on Erev Shabbos, Friday night's hadlaka. One of the nights of Chanukah is always going to be Friday night. So Friday night's hadlaka has to be in the sky in Le'umas, as opposed to the regular nights where one lights after nightfall. Shkia, Tzeis, whatever it is, Kol Echad Lefi Minhagoi, but you light when it's night. Mashenken Erev Shabbos, the Leil Shabbos Hadlaka has to be done on Erev Shabbos. Now, there is a discussion in the Gemara of, in Ner Chanukah, in the second paragraph of Shabbos, Kovsa Zokuklo, Kovso ain't zokoklo, which means when a person lights and the fire goes out. So we know that the hadlok of Ner Chanukah has to be for a half an hour. What happens if the flame goes out before the half an hour? Is the mitzvah that the light should be burning for half an hour? Sort of like say that it has to create a half an hour of Pesumei Nisa? Or it's the Ma'is Hadlaka, even if it went out, the sudden wind came and blew it out, that's called that you lit it. The fact that it wasn't lit, it didn't burn for half an hour is of no matter. The halacha of the Gemara says is kofse ein zokolo, which would seem to tell us that in a straightforward way, the maisa mitzvah, you're already mekayim with the maisa adloka, the mitzvah, and that's it, that's the whole mitzvah. Comes along the Trumas Hadesh and the Taz, and have a whole discussion, what about Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos, hare, you're not lighting when the mitzvah is, you're not lighting when the mitzvah is in effect. The mitzvah is the lighting of Leil Shabbos. You have to light on Erev Shabbos. Says Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, and that the Trumas Hadeshin's maskana is that you light on Erev Shabbos, and even over there, kofso ein zokoklo, because obviously, the maisa adloka of Leil Shabbos has to be done on Erev Shabbos, it's not doicha. Chazal's mitzvah, Sneir Chanukah, is not doicha Shabbos, you can't light Friday night, so you have to light it Friday afternoon. Light it Friday afternoon, that's obviously the maisa mitzvah, kofso ein zokoklo. Comes along with Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, and he says, hold on a second. If you say that the reason why whenever a person lights, the way he understands kofso ein zokoklo is not just that you did a ma'isa hadlaka. Really, you have to light for a half an hour. But as soon as you light, since the lighting was there for a half an hour, that means that there's enough oil and it's situated in a way where it can burn for a half an hour, it should burn for a half an hour, barring any strong gust of wind. So that's called already the mice of lighting. The mitzvah is not that it should burn for half an hour, the mitzvah is to light for a half an hour. Lighting that should last for a half an hour, but all that is already done by the beginning, because when you light at 5:30 p.m., that means that already the lighting of the next half an hour is already done at 5:30. That's the Muki Yosef. Says Rabbi Shveisach Frank, that that's only good when you light on a regular night, kofsa in zokolo, that the whole hadlok is done, and the first second, so therefore when it goes out, you already ate to the whole hadlok. Mashenkein, when it's on Erev Shabbos. So Erev Shabbos, the Ma'is Hadlaka is on Erev Shabbos. You can't be Yotze Mitzvah lighting on Erev Shabbos. You have to light Friday night. Elamai, what are you going to say? The reason why, or the way you mekayim the Takanos Chachamim is, because it burns Friday night, not because you lit Friday at night. It only burns Friday night, but Yotze the Mitzvah with the burning that's done later on. But if you say that the whole thing is done already, it's a lighting of Friday afternoon. It's a non-that night lighting. How you yotze? So he says, based on his assumption, that the way he understands, the way we explain the Muki Yosef, it's not the pshat that the burning is already done Friday afternoon. The Ma'is Hadlok is done Friday afternoon, yeah. But it burns Friday night. So if you light on Friday afternoon, boifin that it should burn Friday night, you yotze the mitzvah with that. So it's a lighting of Friday afternoon, but you have the fact that it's going to burn Friday night, and that with that you yotze the mitzvah in the lighting of Friday afternoon. So that's someplace where this comes up for discussion. Let's go back to cooking on Shabbos. We said that cooking on Shabbos, the Muki Yosef says that the whole thing is done on Erev Shabbos because the Maisa Bishul is done. What's interesting is that there's a discussion, the Igle Tal, the Rishash, and the Ches Chinuch discuss that the same way it's clear that, what, let's say, planting on Shabbos, which is an Av Malach, a person puts a seed in the ground. The seed does not take root, the Gemara says, till 3 days later, and still you're Mechal Shabbos. Even though it was planted for a Shabbos afternoon, even though it's not going to take root, because the act of planting, the Maisezria, was done on Shabbos. What about Bishul? Say, let's say, it takes an hour to cook a certain dish, to cook a certain piece of meat. What happens if somebody puts the meat on the flame a half an hour before Shabbos? The Pashtus is, and this is the way the Milchus Chinuch names on, that the Bishul is considered done only when there's enough time for it to cook on Shabbos. Somebody puts meat on the flame right before Shabbos, right before the end of Shabbos. He's not Mechal Shabbos. He's not a Mavashal on Shabbos. Why? Because the whole Bishul has to be done. But if we say with the Hanoch of the Nemuki Yosef that the Ma'is Bishul, everything was already done, so then L'Choira, it was already done Shabbos afternoon. What's the difference if it's only going to cook Matzah Shabbos? L'maisa, the cooking is all inherent. The Chilul Shabbos is all in the maisa of being mevashel. That's already done Shabbos afternoon. So what you have to say is that since it cannot be cooked on Shabbos, so inherent in the maisa of putting food on a flame a second before shkia or a half an hour before shkia, if it can't cook, inherent is that that maisa can't be defined as a maisa of cooking on Shabbos, since it can't cook on Shabbos. The maisa of cooking on Shabbos is a maisa malocha. The maisa of cooking matzah Shabbos is not. It's a maisa bishul, but it's not a maisa malocha. Inherent in putting the food on a little bit before Shabbos is the fact that that's not defined as a maisa bishul, since it does not have enough time to cook. Go back to maisa zriya. What are you going to say about zriya? Over there, the seed can't take root. So then you'll have to say that since a person doesn't do anything, once you put it in the ground, its nature has to take its course. The whole halachic definition of the ma'aseh zriya is that which was done by putting the seed in the ground. The process afterwards of taking root is not considered part of the actual act of zriya. We'll just bring up one more scenario which presents itself in this discussion, this analysis. Is the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Yud Zayin, another famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Zorakli, Reuven throws a expensive crystal vase from the roof. The vase is on its way down. It has a 0.0% of survival rate. It's going to hit the ground. The Gemara says, Mono Tvira Tovar, if somebody comes along and somebody takes a baseball bat and swipes at the crystal vase and smashes it, before it actually lands on the ground, he's not Chayev Alts Mazik. Why? Mono Tvira Tovar, he broke something that was broken. But Pashtus, the Gemara is feeding into this type of discussion. Gemara brings two tzedakot. Do you go Basa Meikar? Do you go Basa Soif? Do you say that the crystal vase still is intact until it hits the ground and smashes to smithereens, so the person who takes the baseball bat is then the mazik? Well, we say no. As soon as it goes from the roof, we look at the whole hezek as having been done already, in which case, if it was already on the, it already was done, so then what was broken by the second guy is something that was broken already. Others want to say that the discussion over there is a local mazik dika discussion, just for the very simple fact, when you drop something off a roof, even if you say that halachically it's not defined as broken already from the point of dropping it off the roof, since you know it's going to land on the floor, but still, at the end of the day, how much is it worth? Market value, would anybody pay money right now for this vase? If that's, that's a practical economic consideration, and a kli hurtling towards the ground is not worth anything on the market, if you say that's the pshat, the man d'amah holds that the fellow who comes along and breaks it is potter, so then really there's no conceptual issue of when it's called that it was done. Does the whole breaking afterwards already lie halachically defined in the act of throwing it? That's not the issue. The problem is that Tosfos and the Rishonim speak out that if somebody didn't throw the kli down, but somebody took a rock and threw it towards a kli, and the rock is hurtling at top speed at the kli, and it's going to break, and then somebody breaks the kli, he's definitely chayav. Now, in terms of market value, either one is a goner. Either one has a 0.0% chance of surviving. Nobody will pay on the open market for either one. So obviously, this doesn't mean an economic chiluk between the two. That issue is a non-issue. That has to be explored, why we don't measure the value of something strictly by what somebody would pay for it now. That's above a kamadika discussion. But al kaponim, it's nisbair that the chiluk between the two cases is a conceptual case. Is a conceptual chiluk. When a person throws a kli down from the top of the roof, the act of throwing that kli means that you've already broken the kli. Halachically, it's defined that it's already done. It's already a kli shavur. And memela, when somebody else breaks it, mona tvira tova. When somebody throws a rock at it, the kli is not broken. He's done an act of throwing a rock that when it breaks, that's when it's broken. But he hasn't done anything to the kli. So mel in that case, mona tvira, it's not. It might be in the process of being on the way to being a mona tvira, but it's not yet a mona tvira. If that's the case, then we have defined for us halachically mona tvira tova, which is not the consensus of all the Rishonim. By the way, the Ramban doesn't hold that way, but al kaponim, a lot of the Rishonim hold the mona tvira tova is halachim ma'isa. That we could look at least in Mazik, not only as the act having been done, but the result that the kli is broken is also already done, which seems to contradict our original thesis that the reason why you need over here achiyatsa so'er berubo is because even though the act of burning, lighting something on fire is done as soon as the fire is lit, like Nimuki Yosef says, but the food itself is not cooked. You can't look at the object as having achieved that state that it'll be in after the effect is created. So why do we say mona tefira tava? What you have to say is that maybe the kli is not broken, but since an act of mazik was performed and the act is already done as soon as the person throws the kli down from the roof, that itself is enough to pater the second person. That's already a dakus that needs more iyun when the Emirat Hashem the next time around when we learn Bava Kama.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.